T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who knows this stuff better than we do? He does the GM Shuffle podcast. He's written Gridiron Genius. He's a brilliant writer at TheAthletic.com, and he runs sports franchises. The great Mike. Oh, hold on a second. I just switched this up. Mike Lombardi's here. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Angelo. How are you? How's everyone today?
We're not good at all, Mike.
I figured that.
Mike, I want to start with this before we get into what's going on with the Eagles. You ran sports franchises. Is the most important person, the president, the guy who decides who's going to be the GM, the guy? Because right now we see a problem with the Eagles from the very top. Do you see that problem also?
Well, I think the Eagles' problem is a little bit they're on a nostalgia tour. I still think that that Super Bowl win, you know, is as great as it was. I think it's clouded their judgment as they move forward, and I think that's a hard thing in most sports franchises, as you could see it by the Eagles, is they bring back a lot of the guys that were part of the team, and I think that that's real an issue, and I think that they're going to have to fix that, and I think their off-season planning certainly. When you look at it on the surface, you have to wonder about where we are in terms of what they decided this offseason and how the execution of that plan was, because they had one of the worst off seasons of any team, especially in light of the fact when they picked the quarterback in the second round and said afterwards, we're in the business of developing quarterbacks, when their team has leaks all over the place. So, you know, you could understand that. I think Jeffrey has some hard decisions. The president of the team is the owner. So Jeffrey's got some real decisions on how is he going to reconstruct his organization to have it be the best it possibly can be, and what roles are people serving? Are they in their best roles? I think that's the question that he has to ask himself.
People should understand the man who's speaking once worked for Jeff Lurie. He understands the way these things work. Mike, there a video surfaced yesterday of the Minnesota Vikings during the draft. And the Vikings were waiting for the Eagles to make their pick. Mm-hmm. And they were already planning to trade down because they knew the Eagles were going to take Justin Jefferson. This is such an indictment. When it is announced, they're actually showing on a Zoom the top brass of the Vikings. And when the announcement is made that the Eagles are taking Jalen Reagor, it was like New Year's Eve when the ball hit the ground in Times Square. They were jubilant. Mike, that's not a good sign for Howie Roseman and the way he's running the team right now when other teams are thrilled by
not.
His pick,
I mean, and after
right?
the draft, he made it clear to people that, they felt Jefferson was just a slot receiver.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a complete misevaluation. I think, as I've said earlier, this whole offseason has been a bad evaluation of their team, where their team is. You know, they're older, they're not playing very well in any area that they typically play well. I mean, and so they have to be honest with themselves. And Angelo, it's the hardest thing in sports is to be honest with yourself. And when you win a title and you kind of have this lore about you, you feel like you can, you know, you have that ability to kind of stray when you have to be more disciplined than ever.
Mike, when do you know it's time to get rid of somebody?
When the tape tells you, it's pretty clear. Look, I've written this before. You know, past performance predicts future achievement. Why is anybody surprised DeSean Jackson got hurt, or Alshon Jeffries, or Jason Peters, or any of these guys get hurt? They've gotten hurt in the past. You know, and so when you have a team, there's a certain age point on every position that you start believing the injuries are going to become a problem. And we see it all the time. Now, some people, you know, the Bradys, the Larry Fitzgeralds, they kind of go through it. But most of the time, it gets players. It stubs their toes. I mean, we see it with Patrick Peterson last night against the Seahawks. He's not the same Patrick Peterson that he was 3 years ago. He's over 30. The age starts to take a toll and injuries. And you have to be disciplined about it. And you can't be nostalgic about it. You've got to be really willing to make hard decisions. And those hard decisions are going to make some people upset, but you got to make them.
I was on Cleveland radio yesterday, and they brought up the name Joe Maddon. Joe Maddon performed the ultimate miracle in Chicago sports. He led the Cubs to a championship. 3 years later, he left, mutual agreement with the team. It took 3 years, Mike. Is 3 years enough? If 3 years after a championship, things have gone awry, is that when you start looking at making a change?
Well, I think, look, you know, you're 22-20-1 since the Super Bowl, counting playoffs. So you're slightly over 500 in a division that's horrendous. Frankly, it's horrendous. You know, the Giants just won their 15th game in 4 years last week. So it's not – you're not – the level of competition you're beating isn't exactly the old NFC East with Buddy and Joe Gibbs and Tom Landry and Jimmy – it ain't that. You know, so it's a much challenge – it's a much easier path. And I think the real question Jeff has to ask himself is, how do we solve the quarterback problem? How do we get Wentz to play like he did in 17? And why are we so bad on offense? Why do we average more – in the last five games, Angelo, they have averaged – 6.05 yards attempt running the football, and they averaged 6.4 yards throwing the football.
All right.
When are we going to be able to figure out how to solve problems with our offense?
Mike, let me work my way down the pecking order. You're Jeff Lurie right now. Are you starting to wonder if Howie is the long-term answer running your football team?
Well, I think you have to understand the dynamics in that relationship. I think Howie and Jeff, it's not Howie, you run the team. I think Jeff's involved. I think Jeff's involved in a lot of these decisions. I think Jeff likes it. I think Howie and Jeff work together. So that's a separate – you're going to have to separate that. That's going to be a challenging thing to do.
Okay.
And it isn't that Howie has all the authority to do whatever he wants. Now, he has a lot of authority. I'm not suggesting he doesn't, because when you accept the Executive of the Year award – you can't then come out and say, well, I'm just doing what the coaches want to do. You can't have it both ways, right?
Right.
You can't bow down and take the award and then say, when things go bad, say, well, the coaches told me to do that. But there is a confluence between both the owner and the GM here that needs to get rectified.
All right, Mike, then let's put Jeff and Howie in a room, and they're looking at their head coach, Doug Peterson, right now. Do you think Doug is coaching for his job the next seven games?
I would find that hard to believe, but I think he's coaching for some solution on offense. I mean, like, they have to be better than this on offense. I mean, you know, they're probably sitting there wondering why certain teams can move the football so effortlessly and effectively with lesser players. I think they're probably asking themselves that question. Look, I think this. The reason the Eagles have struggled is they have zero identity on offense. They have zero identity. I mean, and they don't even play to their strength. They can run the football a little bit, you know, and they don't do it because they like to throw passes. And I think they're third in the NFL in the least amount of rushing. I think they're 31st in the least amount of rushing attempts, and they're third in the least amount of – and the most passing attempts. When the thing they do the best, they do the least. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make much sense. And they never play the game to give themselves a chance in a complementary style to win this year. You know, they were fortunate. You know, Doug said after the game, we were in too many third and longs last week against the Giants. Well, if you go back to 17, and I've preached this on this radio, in 2017, they were the seventh team in the National Football League with the most third and longs going in. And they converted them all. They converted them like at an alarming rate. And yet they've never been a team not in third and long.
All right. What you're doing right now, Mike, I think you know, is indicting the coaching this season. That is what you're saying. Poorly coached team this season, correct?
Well, I think they are, Angelo, in the sense of trying to figure out, look, you ever see the scene in Apollo 13 where they throw a bunch of stuff on the table and say, we got to make this into that?
I was watching that last night.
Yes.
You know, and no one complains. They just do it, right? So that's kind of the job of a head coach. The head coach's job is the chief figure out officer. You got to figure out what's wrong and solve the problems. And as an executive, you're looking – at him to solve the problems. Because you remember, you're in the veterinarian business. The patient doesn't scream to you, doesn't say, oh, look, we need a better right tackle. Oh, we need this. You got to solve it. And there's been no solutions to it. Everybody thinks they're just going to jump in the car and it's going to start when the car's broken. And I think that's really where I think Doug has to have an honest conversation with himself. It's just not offense. I mean, you know, typically the Eagles have been really good defensively with their run defense. Everybody talks about, well, the Eagles can are great run defense. Well, look at the last 5 weeks of their run defense has been atrocious.
Yeah,
they can't stop anybody from running the football on them. They can't stop it. And, you know, they're going into a game where they're playing against an elite run team, with two elite running backs. You know, and you're going to have to stop the run. Pittsburgh, 136. Baltimore, 182. Giants, first game, 160. Cowboys, 133. Last week, 151. They've actually almost given up more yards rushing than they have passing. They've given up 762 to 950. That's another problem that needs to get fixed. That's 5 weeks. That's just not a fender bender. That's a pattern of reckless driving that's got to get fixed. Chief executive officer has to be the chief figure-out officer.
All right, could you do me a favor then and call your friend Jim Schwartz and have a little conversation with him? Maybe that would help some, Mike. Just saying.
I think that there's certainly, but I think we've also had this conversation. They might have the worst linebacking core in the history of football. I mean, their run fits and their linebacking fits are as bad as I've seen. And I think that goes back to the offseason planning. I'm not absolving Jim. I think Jim looks at these numbers and says they're just atrocious and he's embarrassed by them. However, that being said, some of these players that are playing at linebacker are not NFL standard.
Mike, who's going to win Sunday, Eagles at Cleveland?
Angelo, I just checked the weather before I came on. The last 2 weeks, Cleveland's played with 50-mile-an-hour winds. Mm. If the Eagles don't stop this run game, now the line opened up, I think, 3.5. It's going up. The betting money is all against the Eagles in this game. Mm. This is a must-win game for the Eagles. Every time the Browns play against a good defensive front, and hopefully the Eagles play, they struggle because they've got to make plays. But if they don't stop the run, the Browns will win, and I think that's ultimately going to be the case.
It's got to be the run. Mike Lombardi, all you do is inform on a weekly basis. You're the best. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Angelo.
Great stuff, Al.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.